WEOL. We are broadcasting from DeLuca's Place in the Park this morning, the site of the Lorraine International Breakfast. It's the breakfast that kicks off the week of all the events that take place here in Lorraine to celebrate the International City. It's a very special anniversary. It's the 50th anniversary of the International Festival. And we have with us Mr. Alec Van Ryan, who was, you were there at the beginning, right?
I was a reporter that was assigned to cover the original beat. So I had a chance to see it from this very inception, from this very idea to the first festival.
Give us a sense of what it was like for that first festival. It was a time for the community to celebrate all of its heritage. What do you remember most about those early years?
Well, I think the problem is best to put it in context, because 50 years ago, we were in the middle of the Vietnam War, really starting to ramp up. There was huge racial divisions. There was a lot of political unrest. There was a lot of divisiveness and a lot of separatism, a lot of not working together. And what happened was a spark that came in through a gentleman who was the editor of the paper at that time, brought in, named Irving Leibowitz. And he saw something that was the real wealth of Lorraine, the patriotism from the Greatest Generation, the number of different ethnic groups all celebrating their own individual heritage, yet very proud and very much American. And what he did was add the spark that was already to the fuel that was there and really started this organization, and it just took off like a wildfire from there.
Obviously something was there that is holding it still together to this day, where people hand down, there's princesses that had mothers who were princesses, that type of thing. There's a generational connection to it. What do you, when you were reporting on something like this, what context, when you were talking about it, was it a lot about the food and the festival atmosphere, or was there something more that was really a spotlight from those early years?
I think that is probably best defined by the excitement and enthusiasm of working together. Because each one of the, like the Polish club, the Slovak, all of the individual organizations were there, but they were all celebrating within themselves. And you had some people that came over because of the food, but the idea of putting this all together. And again, when that spark hit that fuel, that was that enthusiasm, that's what took off. I will tell you that there was no one there 50 years ago that would have thought that we would be here today celebrating this. We'd hope that. We really hope that, because that was the fabric of the community. But it's quite an honor and a privilege to be over to tell their story today at this breakfast.
When they asked you to be a part of this, what did you have to start to recall? What kind of do you have a editor or a writer's notebook that you've kept all those years from?
No, but my
times?
Mother did. Proud of her son. It was a cub reporter just starting out, byline on the front page of the paper. She kept every article about the International Lorraine Festival from the first one I wrote from day one. And when I was going through the papers last fall, I discovered this entire treasure trove. And I reached out to the Lorraine Historical Society to see if this was something they might be interested in. The answer was yes, and that's why I'm here today.
How did you like your early work? Did you work reading your stories at that time? You've obviously continued on for a lot of with journalism, a little bit like that. What was it like looking back at some of your early work?
Well, I actually strayed from the path. I had after this went to work for CBS News, and then a long and illustrious career, basically in a completely different field on the legal side of environmental engineering, but the skills that I picked up and the ability to watch for how sparks ignite a community in a positive way has stayed through my entire career, and that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Sounds great. Well, people are here looking to hear you. Thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it as well. Our guest this morning, Alec Van Ryan, who is the keynote speaker this morning at the International Breakfast.